What up, what up, what up?
Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brad and Wayne back in here. Another crazy episode, man. We are trucking along, B, man. And I'm just proud of us, man. Like we're consistent on these Monday mornings, you know, besides the transition. We missed that one. But other than that, we've been knocking out these Mondays, man. And I know the people are appreciating it, man. So I know we got to get started, man. But what you got to say about that, B? Because, you know, part of our topic is about, you know, doing the thing whenever you're not necessarily feeling it, but we always feel doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I have fun every time, but what do you think about that?
No, man, you know, the line of work that we're in, self-development, fitness, motivation, consistency is a key component, you know, and to be consistent for over 2 years, you know, missing one podcast in 2 years. I mean, just, you know, like you said, man, blessed to have the opportunity to have a stage and have a platform to be able to attempt to motivate. You know, that's I always tell the clients, man, I feel I was put on this world, on this earth for one reason, and that's to motivate people. And if it's one person, so be it. If it's 100 people, great. If it's 1 million people, excellent, you know, but just to motivate, I mean, for us to have that opportunity and that avenue, just extremely blessed to do it again today.
Yes, sir. All right, man. So let's jump into it. What's the quote of the day? What we're talking about today, my friend?
You already know I'm coming in hot with prep, repeat.
Bring the book, baby.
page 35, man. Page 35.
Turn with us, if you will. Stand up and turn your prep repeat Bibles to page 35.
35. Everybody turn it. Read to along. 35. Here we go. Raising the standard amongst your peers requires courage and determination, but becoming the individual who sets a higher benchmark can have a transformative impact, not only on your life, but on those around you. Your journey of self-improvement can inspire others to follow suit. Instead of merely floating down the river of conformity, take intentional steps towards embodying the values and goals you wish to pursue.
Good stuff, man. Let's get into it.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And this episode is brought to you by Triple E, man. Triple E. You know, they have a special going on. We're not going to tell you what the actual numbers are. We don't know. But Brad is wearing one of the hats, man. Brad, which hat is that? And what's the special, man?
Man, we got the Mocha Moose E2M hat. And you know, I rock it always backwards. But this hat right here is one of those fitness. It's the what's it called? The performance, moisture wicking, all the things. A great hat for running, great hat for fitness in general. And the color, come on now, get out of here.
Yeah, man, that Mocha Moose color is tight, man. You know, they have some hoodies and some crew necks and whole bunch of stuff, man. So make sure you guys head over to Triple E. If you get there and you see a whole bunch of other stuff, just type in E2M. You can sit there. They actually work with a lot of companies, so don't be confused when you don't see our logo front and center. Just search E2M and we'll come up and look for that Mocha so you can get that deal. The deal that's going on right now as you listen to this podcast, get that Mocha gear. Take a selfie when you get it, man. Tag us. Say, hey, I found out about this from the Bad Podcast, man, and let us know. So, all right, Brad, do you want to try it again?
All right, page 35, folks. Put it on page 35. And Dwayne, you can set the stage. I read the wrong paragraph, but
I didn't know if you wanted to give them behind the scenes. While the intro is playing, Brad texted said, "I read the wrong paragraph." I wasn't going to expose you, brother. I was, you know, trying to do it in a slick way, man. So. Give us the right paragraph this time, brother. Look, it's all good, though.
Oh, yeah.
The whole book. Front to cover, man. You know, so it don't matter. It was divine. Somebody needed to hear that paragraph in the beginning. So let's give them the other one.
Somebody's going to buy the book because of that paragraph. But, you know, we're going to talk about a mindset today and you know, controlling that mindset and overcoming feelings and emotion. And that's why I wanted to read this paragraph. And I started reading and I'm like, this has nothing to do with mindset or anything. So here's a different paragraph and it is on page 35. So To create a culture of accountability and excellence, you must first cultivate the mindset that refuses to accept anything less than your best. In doing so, you will not only elevate your own aspirations, but you may also empower those in your circle to realize their own true potential as well. And that's where I wanted to go, because a lot of times, man, and I'll just speak to the book. When I first dropped a post, I think it was about a month ago, and said, my book is almost ready. Like, it's going to drop on the market and all that. I got a kind of a funny message from, it was a client, and it was a condescending message. And oh, it must be cool to be an author or something along those lines. I'm not even going to say what it really said. But I was in my emotion, right? I was in my feels.
I called you.
They caught me, man. And, you know, it's in those crossroads where we start to second guess ourselves, right? It's just like, you know, in the fitness game, and you tell your best friend or your wife or your parents, and you're like, hey, I think I'm going to go on this fitness journey. I'm going to start drinking water every day. I'm going to start doing the physical activity every day. And what's the first thing that happens is they might smirk or laugh, or, oh, you're going to do it again. Or, oh, really, you think you're worthy, or something along those lines. And then you start to second guess your worth. If you're capable of doing those things. And it's really frustrating, because we see it on a daily basis. You get into your feels. I mean, every day I feel sore. Every day I feel a little tired. Every day I feel like maybe I don't want to do it. And we've got to start operating on fact over feeling. And that's where I want to go with the conversation today, because I know that my body needs physical activity. That's a fact. I know my body needs water. That's a fact. I know my body needs protein, vegetables, fruits. I know it needs healthy fats. Those are facts. I know that on a Friday night, I know it's going to feel good to get after it on a Friday night, but it's not a fact that that's going to produce something positive in my life. It is a fact, however, if I stay in and read or write or eat something good, I will get something out of that.
No, that's so good, man. So many things. I go back to, you know, getting caught in that moment, because by nature, you're not a super, you know, get caught in your feelings, emotional person, you know, and we all go through, neither am myself, you know, I'm not either. And so I remember when we went going through the transition, and my friend passed away, like my dude I played ball with, you know, grew up with. And in that time frame, man, I was in the fields, man, which, you know, you got to deal with it, whatever. But I just remember being out of character and being in the fields. And, you know, what pulled me out was continuing to do the things that I knew I needed to do when it comes to eating right, when it comes to working out, you know. But on an emotional side, you know, even, you know, my wife had to give me some grace, you know, because stuff that would normally not bother me, you know, it would bother me. And then the next day it would bother me. It wouldn't bother, you know. So it's just, you have to know where you are when it comes to your feelings and your emotions, and still stick to the fact, like you mentioned, you know, because although you know, we talk about it all the time, you might not feel like, you know, getting up. You might not feel like, you know, eating that meal prep, you know, that's been in the refrigerator, it's cold, you got to warm it back up, and they don't taste the same as it did when you cooked it that first day. I sound like I'm talking from experience. I'm sorry, but
I can't relate. Maybe I can.
But no, man, that's where, you know, you have to separate that thing, man. And I'm gonna come back with something else when it comes to feeling versus fact. But, you know, I just really want to drill down on, you know, everybody goes through something where the feels come out. You know, some people, you know, they feel more than others. You know, me, I'm less of a, you know, feel guy. I'm pretty even keel. But when it happens, you have to stick to the thing that has always worked, has always got you through, you know. And for me, it's fitness. For me, it's, you know, hitting that gym, clearing my mind, you know, going on the walk, and all of those things, man. But yeah, no, I really like this topic, because it can be applied not just on the physical side, but in so many other factors when it comes to relationships and, you know, and I mean, even religion, man, because that's what I was going to go back to. But we'll talk about it more later.
Yeah. No. So there was something that you said there. And, you know, a lot of the people that we're speaking to through this podcast, some of them are brand new to fitness. So when you say go to that thing that's always worked, fitness isn't necessarily something that these our folks have relied on. Right. So this is where I want to take this convo real quick. And we'll segue a little bit. Then we'll come right back. But for those that aren't really accustomed to the fitness industry and in the health and wellness world, this is where you just need to trust and believe. You know, one of our slogans is trust the process. And, you know, to speak to that, you have to look beyond today, right? Mm-hmm. You have to look beyond the feelings. You have to look beyond the emotions. Like, you know, you're going to wake up, especially if you're like fresh into the fitness world. You're going to have some days that you just absolutely do not want to do it. And you have to look beyond that day. I have the three versions of I call it. Version number one is who you were. Version number two is who you are. Version number three is that person that you're always trying to chase down. You're always trying to be in the pursuit of. And if you can kind of keep your eyes on that version three, that person that you chase, I think that's the big secret or the big missing component a lot of times is,
yeah,
we're where our feet are. That's important, but we get caught in the feels right where our feet are.
Yeah, I love the three eyes, man, because, you know, I remember my first round and I didn't know who the version I wanted to be. I didn't know what he looked like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like I knew it was there.
Yeah.
But I had no idea what he looked like. And I used to joke with people because, you know, I didn't post. People would probably be shocked to know my first round, I didn't post, you know, on my public page at all. Like, because I didn't know if it was going to work. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when somebody asked me about it, I said, it's an old gospel song. I'm going to run to see what the end is going to be. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I want to see what that guy looks like. Mm-hmm. And so that really spoke to me, man, just that person, because I remember not knowing what he would look like. Mm-hmm. I had no vision of, you know, where I could take this and how the outcome. And to be honest, when the end of that 8 weeks happened, man, I didn't recognize me.
Right.
Like, I didn't recognize that guy I was chasing, you know?
Yeah.
And then a new guy popped up. So I had to start chasing that guy, you know? So I love that so much, man, because even with bodybuilding, man, when I first started prep, I had no idea what that guy looked like stage ready. Mm-hmm. No idea. Never seen that guy before in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, hadn't seen him in a while, just FYI.
You're getting closer, though. Every day you're getting a little closer.
That's a new guy. It's a new guy. Yeah, it's a new guy, man. Yeah. That's the old guy. But that I really like that.
Yeah. You know, I like to consider it like a target. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, how long is it going to take me to get to my goal, right? How long is it going to take me to hit my target? And
How many rounds?
How common is that question, right? My response to that is never. You will never hit the target, because the closer you dial in on that target or the closer you get to that goal, guess what? Your goal is something else. Like for me, boom, there it is, man. You know what's kind of sad? I don't know if I mentioned Emerald City in here.
Oh, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed if it's not in there.
Yeah, I know. Listen. Right. Where was I going with that? I lost my train of thought.
My bad, man. I got you off.
Yeah. No. Where I was going. Like, I did. So my first 8 weeks back in 2018, you know, I went Shred Nation. You know, I had the six-pack abs. I was chiseled. But then I got away from that. I wanted to gain some weight, you know, and then I came back in 2020 and did the chiseled thing again. Now I'm in the running thing. Like, your goal, just like your life, is always evolving. It's a revolving door. Like, it's just continuously going around. So I say, like, if you're in this for the right reasons, right? You're in this for the right reasons. I don't think you can ever hit that target. And a lot of people, maybe they're not in it for the right reason. They always have a short-term goal. And I believe that short-term goals are important. They're milestones, mile markers, like we've talked about way, way, way back.
Early.
You have to have those mile markers. You have to have those milestones, because that's what's going to get you to that optimal goal. But once you hit that optimal goal, you start to have that courage and that confidence. You're like, man, if I've gone this far, How much further, like Forrest Gump? Well, I've gone that far. I might as well keep going. You know, the stronger you get, the further you go, the stronger you get. And I think it's just, but, you know, and two, Dwayne, I think, you know, I was talking about that this morning on my class, grace. A lot of us don't give ourselves grace, and it, it kind of like goes against a lot of the things that we talk about, but not really. Because I think grace can be taken a couple of different ways. Like a lot of us is just like it's a scapegoat. It's a easy way out, but I don't view it as that. I view it as giving yourself sort of like a pat on the back saying, hey, it's going to be okay. Let's try again tomorrow kind of deal. That's how I consider grace instead of that easy way out. Just give yourself a pat on the back and say, hey, you didn't do great today, but your next decision, your next action, that's going to determine and decide what you do.
Yeah, no, grace is super important for two reasons, man. For one, the first reason is when you give yourself grace, then you give yourself permission to start again. You know, a lot of people, when they fail, they're like, oh, it's over. Oh, I'm all the way done. Bring on the Oreos, you know. So, but and that's the wrong mindset, man. And another place that grace is super important is, you know, understanding, you know, one slip up isn't going to derail you, you know, and then understanding that what you do the next day is not going to fix what you did the day before. It's a new day, you know, because I'm guilty of that, you know. Well, I used to be guilty of, you know, you have a slip up, then, oh man, I'm gonna be on a Stairmaster for 6 hours the next day, man. gotta work it off. But that's a bad mindset. There's even an Instagram guy that he eats so many calories and then he runs that many calories. I mean, that much time to get burn the calories. That's like, that's dangerous. Number one, y'all listening to this, don't do that. Number two, your body doesn't even work like that. You actually burn more calories by digesting, by resting, by breathing. You burn more calories doing that than you do actual physical work, which, you know, I ain't gonna get into the science of it, but just understanding that just because you ate a, you know, a piece of pizza on Friday night don't mean you have to get up Saturday morning and run, you know, for 60 minutes. You know, like, I got that pizza was 500 calories. I need to burn 500 calories on the bike. You know, I'm messing up somebody's mind right now. Right, like, real? I ain't got to do that?
Yeah.
No, you do not. That is not how it works. When you go to sleep, your body resets and you have a brand new body, brand new calorie count. All of that starts over on that day. You can't affect anything you did the day before. So I just helped somebody, but and the reason why I brought that up is because that's where grace come in. And when you feel down about what you did the night before, that was yesterday. This is a new day. Let's get back on it.
Yeah. And it essentially doesn't matter. Like you're saying, like literally nothing that's happened, good or bad, behind you, it doesn't matter. Like, have you made a bunch of bad decisions, a bunch of bad choices? Have you made errors or even committed crimes? Like, don't let your past dictate and determine where you go next. Like, today's a brand new day. And as cliche as that sounds, man, make something of it. You know, if you have a goal, you got a dream, chase it down. It's going to be hard. Probably. That's why we chase it, you know?
Exactly.
You know, so, hey, real quick, you know, this just jumped into my mind because Christmas is like 3 days away once this drops live, you know, and on the holidays is when our industry starts to kick it into gear, right? It's our time of the year. You mentioned something, and now it's coming full swing a little bit. You mentioned something. You always struggle with seeing that version that you want to obtain, right? You want to talk about cliche things. Get yourself a vision board. All right. Get yourself a vision board. What do you want to look like in 2025? Put that sucker on that vision board. What do you want your house to look like? Or what is your dream home? What's your wealth look like? Everything that you want to achieve in 2025, put it on that vision board and just put it somewhere. So what I do, I used to make vision boards all the time. You know what? I'm going to make a vision board this year. I'm back on. I haven't made one since my kids been born. I'm going to make one this year.
He used up all the glue.
Tape, glue, scissors. Right. Yesterday, Rushy was running around. There was tape all over his face and his hair. He's wrapped around it. I'm like, what is happening? But one of the goals or one of the important things with vision boards, guys, is don't just make the vision board and put it somewhere. Put it somewhere and be extremely intentional of where you put it. next to the bathroom sink, next to your bedroom, next to the kitchen, somewhere you're going to cross paths with that vision board every single day. Big reminder, I see it, all right? And maybe I'm not going to make it true that day, but I'm going to see it through if I see it every day.
Right. Yeah, no. So ironically enough, I've never done a vision board. I keep it here though, you know.
Yeah.
I keep, you know, I have my goals and things. But yeah, I've never done that.
You kind of do though, because on your Instagram, you know, you'll post a series of stories, and a lot of those things align with your faith. They align with your fitness. They align with your food. So that's sort of like an online vision board. You know, I mean, it disappears every day, but you follow specific influencers and specific people for a reason. You know, so you see their highlight reels, which in turns inspires you to do something. And look at you now.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I have a virtual vision board.
Wait a minute, that might be an idea. Is that what Pinterest is, or are we stumbling upon something?
Pinterest. Yeah, no, Pinterest. They have that capability. So yeah, nah, not quite. Right. All right, man. So we get ready to slide. It's at 20 minutes, man. Yeah. Do you have something you want to do for the Do You Know or Did You Know? Like I said, this is before Christmas. Don't know what you wanna. We could just close it out.
I can rock one.
All right, let's get it.
Let's do it.
Do you know?
All right, man. Drop it on us.
So, you know, you rewind 3 years, 2.5 years. You know, one of the biggest components in my success with my Ironman was a mini triathlon. It was a sprint. It was an Olympic triathlon is what they call it. It's a shorter triathlon. And the reason that this triathlon, it's called the Big Fish Triathlon. It's a local tri to my town. I stumbled upon it randomly on Facebook, signed up. 2 weeks later, I'm in the water freezing. And I've told this story a handful of times, like to close friends, and it's in the book. But for anybody that's not read this book, my ultimate failure in all the training was on that day in Mayville, New York. And that I like to believe is the sole reason why I was successful at the Ironman, is because I failed that day. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I legit almost died in the water that day. Like I started bobbing up and down. The guy with the kayak came over. He says, "You all right? He goes, you ain't looking so good." And I said, "Just give me a second. I'm going to float here for a minute." And then that's when I went to the backstroke and the breaststroke. And all I was trying to do that day is survive. And I did survive. And it was a big wake-up call for me. And here we are.
There you go, man. Yeah. Sometimes, man, those failures, man, they propel us forward. And you can't be afraid to fail, man. So many people are afraid to fail, not knowing that failure is the thing that they possibly need to give them the boost or the confidence to do that, man. So, no, man, I appreciate you sharing that, brother. Yeah. All right, man. Well, anything else before we get ready to slide up out of here, man? We want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all the good things and stuff and things. Yep. And, man, till next time. Peace.